Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. Good to have you back with us here. We are on our way to our conversation. Well, let's just do the get the conversation. I'm going to check real fast on my notes. No, we're good. But I do want to remind you, on the way to the conversation, the Mark Steiner Show is made possible in part by the University of Maryland Division of Transplantation, where patients' lives are enhanced by a renowned transplant program known for its innovation and excellence in kidney, liver, and pancreas transplants. For more information for the University of Maryland Division of Transplantation, the number is 1-800-492-5538. All right, so folks, we have, as you know, gone through Sandy, and Sandy has gone through the 1,000-mile stretch here, and huge parts of America are still without power. I just talked to friends of mine today in Hoboken, New Jersey, who are stranded, no phone, no anything. So this has really devastated parts of our country. How will it affect this election? We saw here in Maryland that the early voting was shut down for 2 days. I drove past some polling places today just on my way here, and there were lines were formed around the building right by the firehouse, I think right by the firehouse on Cold Spring Lane on my way over here, and people were staying there for early voting, but the lines were huge. So we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about what that means. We're going to talk about what this election might mean, what we're counting and not counting in all of this. We are going to be joined in a minute. You'll hear Corey McCrae's with us, who is co-founder of the Best Democratic Club, one of Baltimore's new political organizations that is growing by leaps and bounds. He's board member of the Baltimore City Board of Elections, member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW Local 24. Brian Griffiths is with us. He's co-founder of Red Maryland Blog, chairman of the Maryland Young Republicans, and Northeast Regional Vice Chairman of the Young Republican National Federation. And right now we're going to be talking with Armistead B. Crawley Jones, Sr., election director of Baltimore City Board of Elections. And Armistead, welcome. Good to have you with us. We got him there? Hi, Armistead. You got him potted up? Armistead, you there? All right. Well, let's see if we can get him potted up and we can find out what's happening with our early voting here. Folks, you can join us here with some questions and ideas at 410-319-8888. Why don't you just type in my little thing there and tell me the way he's there, and if he's there, I will bring him on. All right? Okay. So we'll get back to Armistead in just a minute. We can begin our conversation here with Corey McCrae and Brian Griffiths, who are joining us here. Well, one in studio, one by phone. Good to have you both with us.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Always great to be in your presence.
So I wonder what you – all right, is he there? Okay. Armistead, you there? Armistead? Okay. Aha. I hear a cough, so that means you're around. Armistead?
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you? Welcome. So tell us about where we are now with early voting. We've lost 2 days. And so what have been the changes you've made in early voting in the city?
Well, of course, the time has changed. We are opening now at 8 a.m. in the morning and staying open until 9 p.m. at night. All sites are open the extended hours.
Until when?
We are open now until Friday. Friday has been added on as an additional day to try to make up for the loss of these last 2 days.
And so what have you seen so far in terms of the voting?
Well, of course, the numbers are picking up again today. It was a little slow this morning. And, of course, the last number I saw, we are at least up to 6,000 again today. So the numbers have been pretty good. I'm really pleased with the numbers. The voters have been patient. If they've gone to sites and there have been lines. So it's been going pretty well.
So how do people know where to go if they want to do early voting? How do they know where these locations? There's only so many locations. How do they know where to go?
Well, of course, in Baltimore City, we have 5 sites. And if you're a registered voter in Baltimore City, you can go to either one of those sites. And, of course, they can also go to the state website to find out where they're supposed to go for early voting. And plus, sample ballots went out, and they should carry the early voting sites for all of the jurisdictions.
So people can go, we'll link to that on our website as well. And where are the sites in Baltimore City?
The sites in Baltimore, we have St. Bridges on East Street. We have Edmondson Westside High School on 501 East Athol Avenue in the rear of that building. the League for People with Disabilities at 1111 East Cold Spring Lane. We have Public Safety Training Center, the old Pimlico Junior High, 35 West North Avenue, and they can enter on Manhattan Avenue. And
Northern Parkway?
Northern Parkway,
Northern Parkway, yes, right, right.
And then Maritime Industries Academy, the old Heron Run building over on Sinclair Lane. So those are the five sites that we do have here in the city.
All right. Well, Armistead, any measure of who's been voting for what since this started?
Any what?
Any vote totals yet?
No, things have been really going smooth. We upgraded the amount of equipment from the primary to the general. We have at least five more touchscreens in the each polling place for the early voting. So it's going well. I'm very pleased with the judges as well as the voters that have come out to exercise their rights.
Armistead, appreciate you being with us. Armistead Crawley Jones Sr. is Election Director of Baltimore City Board of Elections. Appreciate your update, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks so much.
And so we're now going to join here Brian Griffiths and Corey McCray, and you all out there at 410-319-8888. If you voted early, tell us. And let us know what you might have heard from relatives around the country as well. Corey, from your perspective, then we'll go to Brian. What's the importance here of this early voting? This some people see it as a critical part of the election. Clearly, Democrats and President Barack Obama saw this as in his last election as a critical piece of his victory.
Well, I think that it's very important, first, because what happens is those totals or those are people that you know that you voted that day instead of the day of, where something could possibly happen, somebody could possibly challenge you, or you could run into something that may happen. I think that it's also important because we all know that when you have early voted, obviously the Democrats and Republicans know, and they don't have to spend as much money to entertain that person or try to get that vote. And it also just gives them an idea of if people are coming out in large numbers, such as Saturday, Sunday, and this past day, then obviously in Maryland we're going to have a large turnout because people build off of that momentum. And then it looks like it's showing very well in the other states that we have too.
So, and Brian, it was interesting. I heard Lenny McAllister, who is a Republican consultant and strategist from North Carolina, now in Washington, D.C., the other day, saying that one of the things Republicans made a mistake doing was not understanding the importance of early voting. They said if they had their act together right after the first debate, they would have started pulling out people to vote at the polls then to up their numbers. Do you think that your party kind of lost a little bit of steam by in some ways attacking early voting as opposed to taking advantage of early voting?
Well, I mean, first off, you know, I definitely would subscribe to the fact that early voting is a colossal waste of time and money, particularly when we have, you know, no-fault absentee voting in this state of Maryland. But I think, you know, I don't think that Lenny's point is really that valid. If you look at the statistical data that we're seeing, right now Romney's plus 7 amongst early voters nationwide in a Pew poll that came out today. So the thing about the early voting statistics, I know that we're seeing Republicans are saying it's high on Republicans. The Democrats are saying it's high on Democrats. It's all just a matter of we know X number of D's, X number of R's, and X number of Y's have gone out to vote. Who it benefits is really anybody's guess. I feel safe to say that probably that, you know, in Baltimore City, the Democrats are doing okay. But, you know, as far as nationwide, you know, it's gonna. I would be willing to bet that early voting at the end of the day is going to wind up looking very, very similar to what the overall vote totals are going to look like.
And I just want to come back to one of the things that Brian stated. He said that he didn't know whether early voting was worth it because of the absentee option. But any time, or people that have fought for those options definitely would. And the people that may not always want to exercise that right to vote by paper but want to vote by machine, they also have that. So giving people every option to exercise their right to vote, I think, is always a champion move instead of trying to take it away or cut down. And the money's always worth it.
Well, considering how much, you know, how much money we're spending on this, and the fact that actually since we've introduced early voting, voter participation has gone down, I don't think statistics really sort that out. But, I mean, at this point, you're talking about many millions of dollars to open up polling places, which, yes, we saw in this one instance on Saturday and Sunday in advance of the hurricane, people took advantage of it. But overall, what we've seen nationwide is the fact that there is actually no increase in voter participation whatsoever. When people have the capability to vote by absentee ballot, when they have no-fault absentee voting like we have here in Maryland, it really just, you know, makes the dollars spent on early voting completely superfluous.
Well, how much? Are we going to say something, Brian?
No, I was just going to say that, you know, Brian's forecasting already, but he forgot to leave out the day. You know, obviously the election director also commented that 6,000 people in the Baltimore City obviously was going to vote. So it is a new thing, Brian, is what you have to keep in mind. This is the third time in the state of Maryland that we're doing it. But as people get familiar with the process, then what do you think happens? People tend to say, hey, I'm going on vacation. I am going to early vote. People want to do. So the thing is about getting familiar with it. It might not come off that first year. It might not come off that second year. It's just like any type of small business or business. After the first 5 years are the toughest, but it all falls in routine. So
I mean, this has still been, but we've had a routine for several hundred years that we vote on the first Tuesday in November. You either go to the polls or you on the first Tuesday in November, or you vote by absentee ballot. It's not rocket science. People get it. People should be able to get this. So having all of these, you know, having all of these voting centers which are put into place, is just, I mean, it's resources that could be better used on something else.
Well, of course. I have two questions about that. Well, let's come to the phones first. 410-319-8888. And Rodney in Catonsville, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
This isn't wasted money. Early voting had this positive value for people. Just like you said, folks are on vacation. Folks that just want to get out, that work on Tuesday. So it can't be understated. Just how important it is. Early voting, I'm glad the state has it. And you're absolutely correct. I voted every year since I was 18 years old. I'm 58 now, and this is the first time I've ever voted. I'm going to do an early vote. My question to you, though, is I live in the county, Baltimore County. I have not yet received a sample ballot as to where I can go, somewhere close to Catonsville. Do you have that information?
Actually, I do. You can get it pretty easily on the web. I'll tell you what that is, too, in a moment. But in Baltimore County, let's see. In Catonsville, right here. It is, bear with me. Let me just get this thing from sliding around too much. At the Bloomsbury Community Center, 106 Bloomsbury Avenue in Catonsville. And if you go to elections.state.md.us/voting, they have all the sites there, and it gives directions to the location as well. So it's at the Bloomsbury Community Center, Bloomsbury Avenue, 106 Bloomsbury Avenue in Catonsville.
And he's just, if you Google State Board of Elections, that's where he's at right now.
So they have them all listed there for every county and all throughout Baltimore City as well. So, and the question I had, though, you know, and this is a, try to make this question is well, let me just throw it out there without trying to mince my words here. If early voting wasn't important to a lot of people, or it hadn't been important to the Democratic Party, especially in this 2008 election with Barack Obama, then why, Brian, are all the Republican governors of the state trying to curtail it or end it? I mean, even when the Supreme Court said to Ohio had to allow it, they said, okay, we have to, we'll do it, but we're closing them at 2 o'clock. As opposed to leaving them open for long hours for working people to make
I mean, the Ohio case, and I only speak to the Ohio case. The Ohio case was botched from the get-go because they were trying to establish two different classes of early voting for two different classes of people, which was stupid, and they should have just either ended, you know, they should have been consistent, you know, either everybody gets to early vote for the same period of time or nobody gets to early vote for the same period of time. You know, it's, I don't think whether or not it helps one party or the other is the point. The problem is you're talking about, again, wasted tax dollars. And again, you know, I have to put this out there, the likelihood that you're opening yourself up for additional fraud because people could theoretically, you know, vote, go to multiple places and vote, you know, since we don't have, you know, since apparently we're not allowed to have voter ID laws in this state, and Mark and I know you and I have gone back and forth on that before, you know, it's, why are we opening ourselves up to a more expensive, more cumbersome, and potentially open ourselves up for fraud in the election process when we have these other avenues in place for people to vote?
I just think that we have two different visions for what we see as early voting. I think that Brian, obviously, I'm not sure where Brian's going at, but giving somebody the extra option to exercise that right to vote is definitely well worth it. It's definitely well money spent. We see that every year it's more people coming out the early vote. We see that it's obviously Brian may not work. Some people are out there working two jobs a day, may not get there Tuesday, November 6th, or different situations like that may not get there towards that end of the ballot application or things like that. But having that extra right is not like it's too much money, or it's not extra money spent or extra money wasted. It's a lot of people that fought for writing votes to write, and I think that they will beg to differ with Brian.
410-319-8888. Carlos in Harford County are on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in with what Corey said. How can it be a waste of money to open democracy up, the process of democracy? Anything that frees our system up so that people can vote anytime they want, when they want, how can that be a waste of money? Our government spends so much money on nonsensical things, but to open democracy up, how can that ever be a waste of money? It's just a comment I have, Mark. Thanks.
Carlos, thank you so much. I'll let Brian grab that first.
I mean, first off, it drives me crazy when people say we live in a democracy, we live in a constitutional republic. Please, come on, guys. Second off,
that's mincing words of it, yeah.
Second off, when you have, again, no fault absentee voting, you can ask for an absentee ballot to be sent to you. You could request it online. We're not talking about some off-putting process here to get a no-fault absentee ballot. It is sent to you, and you can vote it whenever you want, and you can mail it back, and it gets returned. As opposed to have all of these costs associated with facilities, with machines, workers, poll workers, and all these other things. People act like voting is such an inconvenience, and it's not. Without early voting, there are laws in place which require employers to give you time to go work. They've got time to leave work in order to make sure that you get to the polling place on election day. If you can't get to the polling place on election day, and if you can't get an absentee ballot and request an absentee ballot on time, are you really that interested in participating? I mean, you have to. There is some level of effort that has to be made here, and I mean, there's no logical argument to me as to why we need to have all of these early voting centers.
I think that Carlos drove it home. Like you said, opening up democracy, it's certain situations or certain scenarios that people may run into and at no fault of their own, but they need that extra right to get out there and exercise their right to vote. I find Brian's comments very comical but selfish at the same time. I think that Brian's thinking about himself and not thinking about the people that very well want to vote but always don't have that option to vote. Like I said, they could be working two or three jobs. They may run into a certain situation, and we eliminate those things when we give those five extra early voting days. And it cuts all the ifs, ands, or buts out right there. And for those people that may not want to vote by paper but want to vote by machine, I think that Brian doesn't think about that also. There's so many different scenarios that we could break down and have that conversation for hours, but you can't be selfish. There's some people that say that their tax dollars are well spent because they exercise that vote. That 8,000 or a little less than 9,000 people that exercise their right to vote in Baltimore City, would you say that – I think they would beg to differ and say that their tax dollars are well spent.
And I would beg to differ to say that the entire existence of early voting is a selfish ploy by Democrats in the General Assembly and the government and the governor's office to drive up Democratic voter turnout. So, I mean, it's, we can have this argument back and forth all day.
Well, maybe I think maybe that's the real argument. I think that Brian is probably selfish because it's not working for the Republicans at this time.
Yeah, I think that's just an ignorant thing to say. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just ignorant. I'm sorry.
Let's go to the phones.
You've now just completely gone off, and now you're just making it personal, and that's unfortunate.
Well, I'm going to come back to make it political with both of you just in a moment, but let me go back to the phones here. 410-319-8888. Thomas, you're on the air.
How you doing, buddy?
Very well. Welcome.
Yeah, well, I just left the league for the handicap on Cold Spring Lane, and I voted early.
Yes, sir.
I stood in line for over an hour, and it was well worth it after working a hard day. Now, on Tuesday, I have to go to work at 6 o'clock. Sometimes I don't get off till 6 or 7. So it's beneficial to me that I had an opportunity to come vote early, and then I don't have to be caught up trying to get off from work and rush to the polls.
You still there, Thomas?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm sorry, I thought we lost you for a second. So as you said, it's beneficial for you.
Yeah, very beneficial. I mean, you know, to have more opportunities than just one day. I mean, you do the math. If I can vote in a period of 5 days opposed to just one day, you're going to get more people out there.
Thomas, thank you so much. Let's go to get another caller here. We'll come back to our guest. Nicole, you're on the air.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care, Thomas. Nicole, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
I think the benefit for early voting for my family, we have decided basically that we were going to use early voting, and then election day, we're going to use our car to carpool our other family members who are disenfranchised and who don't have cars.
Very
powerful. The family has made that decision where we hadn't exercised it before. So that election day will be a day we'll use our car to transfer our family members who don't have transportation in Baltimore City and Baltimore County to the election polls. So it's useful for that.
Nicole, appreciate the call, and thank you so much. Brian, and before we go back to the phones here, Brian and Corey, I mean, isn't this really essentially a political argument? I mean, that whether you can argue different issues, different sides, but this is essentially the Republicans of the 21st century say we don't want early voting basically because it favors the Democratic Party more than the Republican Party, which is what Lenny McAllister was trying to say. As a Republican, we should be taking more advantage of this, and we're not. He's saying as a Republican.
No, I don't count it as an argument of Democrat versus Republican. That's not the issue for me. The issue for me is the fact that it's a good government issue. And having multiple voting machines and multiple days to vote and spending this amount of tax dollars on that is not good government.
Why is it bad government?
Because you have other, and I keep going.
But why is it big government to spend money to increase voter participation in the United States? Why is that a negative?
Well, you have other mechanisms to do that through the absentee balloting process. It's not, we're not a state. There are some states that are out there which require you to have some sort of reason to request an absentee ballot, whether that you be at school, in military service, or you live overseas. Maryland is not one of those states. If you don't want to get up and go to the polls at all, you can have a ballot sent to your house, even if you're going to be in the state.
Right, so
why should we then? We've already expanded the franchise and allowed folks to vote. Forget 5 days in advance. You can request a ballot 100 days in advance if you want it to be mailed to you.
I'm only explaining because we only have about a minute left in the segment. Corey, I want you to have a chance to read your thoughts.
I just wanted to say that I think Thomas and Nicole did a great job of bringing it home, talking about the everyday working person, living the daily lives of a working person. Like you said, the hours that's going to be spent on election day. And like I said, it's hours. Some people saying that they stood in line for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours at early voting polls. So just imagine what it is like, and just what being able to congregate with your neighbors. A lot of people just want to say hi to their neighbors and the people that they might not get to see. So it's a lot of convenience that I think there were a lot of different options that Brian is leaving out and choosing not to talk about. But I think that the common folk or the people that work every day do enjoy that early voting option.
So we have to take a break here because we're just out of time. We have to move to our next segment, which is a debate on question K, Baltimore City elections and whether or not they should be moved to the presidential year, or some people say no, they should move to the gubernatorial year and vote no on this. We're going to have that discussion for the next half an hour. But I want to thank Brian Griffiths, co-founder of Red Maryland Blog, chair of the Maryland Young Republicans, and Corey McRae, co-founder of the Best Democratic Club and board member of the Baltimore City Board of Elections, for being with us here in the studio. I mean, for you in the studio and you on by phone for this conversation. And we look forward to having you both back on real soon.
Thanks for the opportunity, Mark.
Thank you all. We're going to take a very brief break. When we come back, we will be joined here in studio by Delegate Kurt Anderson, who chairs the Baltimore City delegation, and Hassan Giordano, Baltimore Independent Examiner columnist, as we debate and discuss question K, whether we should move Baltimore City elections and where they should move to. You'll be voting on that on Tuesday if you live in Baltimore City, that is.